Proclamation number 7267 of 27th of January, 1959. Grace of the Word Reception. You cannot grasp the grace of the proclamation of the Word, or you would not hesitate for a minute to contact me in order to be addressed by me. But it is also due to your imperfection that you are unable to grasp the magnitude of such an event that I address you directly. For you yourselves are so limited in your perfection, rather, you are so imperfect that you cannot imagine anything perfect and are even less able to grasp that the most perfect being bends down to the imperfect creature in order to communicate with it, in order to give it love and evidence of grace and to draw it close to itself again. But you know that you once came forth from me, and I love this created being with all the fervor of my love, which is incomprehensible to you. And this love impels me to draw close to you and to enter into such a connection with you that you will be able to hear my voice if you want to. Admittedly, none of you humans is in such a degree of maturity that this imparting of my audible word would be nothing unusual, but precisely the weakness of people. Of my creatures which once came forth from me, causes me to help them out of their state of weakness. They take pity on me, and hot love for the weak is now also added to my primal love, and thus I approach people despite their imperfection, and I seek to supply them with the lacking strength so that they emerge from their state of weakness and start their way back to me again with all their strength. For they are previously still at an infinitely long distance and must voluntarily return again in order to give me the evidence of their love for me too, which seeks to unite with me. I have come down into this sinful world, although this is not my kingdom, but I also seek to bring my kingdom into this world. I seek to turn people away from the world and therefore come to them with my kingdom. I take care of the imperfect creatures and want to help them attain perfection, which they are eternally unable to do without my help. This is why I speak to them, but they don't grasp the unusual, they accept my gift of grace as something self-evident. And yet it is the evidence of my infinite love for the fallen, which I don't want to leave in the abyss and therefore always try to pull it up to me again. If people could grasp this overwhelming grace, they would no longer want to live on earth but long for their Father with all sincerity and for the kingdom which is their true home. They would simply no longer endure earthly life, which weighs down an originally freely created being like a burden and thus is a shackle for this being which it would like to cast off just in order to reach me. But I cannot suddenly give perfection back to the imperfect, the being itself must strive to become perfect again, as it was in the beginning. And so that you will master this will I speak to you and show you the path which leads to perfection. For you must receive information about what you should or should not do in order to become perfect again. And if your fellow human beings proclaim this to you, if they try to make the gospel accessible to you, you still lack living faith in it, which is why I myself convey my word to you from above in order to help a few to gain a living faith if they are doers and not just hearers of my word. No human being is aware of the great grace of receiving the word, but nevertheless it can help to lead fellow human beings to perfection who are only of good will and listen to what I say to them. Then my word will not fail to have its effect, and people will mature and devote themselves to me ever more. They will do what I request through my word, and love will also flare up and spread in them. And only then will they grasp the great significance of the Father speaking to his child in order to help it attain perfection. Amen.